September 15th, 1922. Yearning of Jesus that the divine will operating in the creature be known. Continuing to let copying be done from my writings of what Jesus had told me on the virtues, I felt such repugnance as to feel myself dying. And I said to myself, others have the inventory of their things done after their death. I am the only one who gets the hard lot of having to do it myself while I'm still alive. Ah, Lord, give me the strength to make the sacrifice. Then, to this added the fact that the confessor let me hear the way that must be followed when they put them out. Oh, God, what pain! I felt embittered deep into the marrow of my bones. And blessed Jesus, on coming, seeing me so embittered, told me, "My daughter, what's wrong? Why do you afflict yourself so much? It is my glory, my honor, that demands this, and you should be happy about it. Do you think that it is the creatures that want this, that do this, that command you? No, no. It is I who overwhelm everything, who push them and enlighten them. And many times I'm not listened to, otherwise they would hasten more and would show more interest. And I am forced to push them more strongly so that my will may be carried out. You would rather wait until after your death, but my will does not want to wait. Besides, it is true that you have the link, the graft with my will, but here it is not about you, but about me. It is about making known the effects, the qualities, the value contained in my will operating in the creature when she lives in it. And then, if you do not want to interest yourself, you who know how much I care, and how I ardently yearn for the effects of my will to be known, for which I will receive the complete glory of creation and the fulfillment of redemption itself. Oh, how many effects are still suspended, both of creation and of redemption, because my will is not known and does not have its true kingdom in the creature. And since it does not reign, the human will remains always the slave of itself. Do you think that others will interest themselves in it after your death? Oh, how many things which I have manifested to souls are there buried for lack of those who would interest themselves in my works. But if I have tolerated this with other things, I will not tolerate it with my will. I will give so much grace to those who will set to work that they will not be able to resist me. But the most interesting and essential part I want from you.